people on the Mississippi River have had to bear the brunt of these floods. And it wasn't just a Louisiana problem. That dam water didn't originate in Louisiana. It comes from North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Michigan, every damn place in the country. Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, they all come down the Ohio River, and all come down the Missouri River, all come down the Red River.
See?
And dumped into this country. So we were draining everything east of the Great Divide, except a little bit up there in the New England states that went to the thing. But I mean, principally, you were, don't you see? And you remember, Mississippi River starts at Lake Atasca up there in Minnesota. And from Minnesota, if you go to Canada. In other words, I've been to Lake Atasca, and it's only a few miles up to the Canadian border. Well, all that damn water comes down the Mississippi River. So it hasn't been a Louisiana problem. It has been a United States problem. But it's only been in the last 15 or 20 years that it's been a federal problem. And all these things, these damn fellows have got here, and they wash these cane planters off, and wash these cotton planters off, and wash them, ruin the land and stuff like that. And all you did is read about it in the paper. Nobody gave a damn as far as it was there. But I mean, it just wasn't, in my book, a fair proposition. In other words, you wouldn't want me to dump my water on your property, would you? And that's exactly what the situation was. Of course, it doesn't happen now. I mean, I'm talking about 50 years ago. When you're talking about these floods. So, as a whole, as I understand it, as a whole, it was one of the worst tragedies that's ever happened to the South was the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. I don't think that we would have ever had civil rights or any other thing had Abraham Lincoln not been assassinated, because he wasn't for that. And I just think that it was a bad thing. But you realize, Georgia is one of the 13 colonies, you understand. Louisiana was purchased from France. So we have a Napoleonic law, and you have a Blackstone law in Georgia, and all of the other 49, 50 states. You got Blackstone, and Louisiana has Napoleonic law. The laws that apply in Louisiana is not the same as the one in Georgia. But why in the hell should you have to have a damn freight rate favoring the people in the east? Freight going east would be cheap freight there, but coming this way, by God, it would be high, because you'd have to send your stuff to the east. We didn't have any manufacturing. You understand, until about 1920 or 25, until we began to get oil and gas and stuff in the south, we couldn't finance a peanut roaster. If you wanted to buy a peanut roaster, you had to go to New York or someplace and borrow the money from those damn bastards up there to charge you whatever they want. Now they come down here and taking our natural gas and taking it up there to warm them, son of a bitches, and don't want to kill them lobsters and things. I don't eat lobsters anyway, up there on that stuff. That's all bullcrap. They've been drilling out here in the Gulf of Mexico for 20 years and 50 years off the coast of California. How many times have we had those kind of things happen? They know more about it now. We've conquered all that. That's behind us. We know how to do it. People used to die from an appendix operation. Now they go in there and put a clip in there and pull it out and put it going on. Nothing to it. Is that right? Go out there to that damn hospital that they're running up there at Emory University, and that's the way they do it. You go down the clinic, and